Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Some people in Boston's Black community are feeling hopeful their concerns will be heard more in Congress after a visit to Boston by some members of the Congressional Black Caucus. This weekend's visit was the first to Boston by members of the caucus since the group was founded in the 1970s. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports on why the Congressional Black Caucus made the trip now and why it's important to Boston's Black community.
People concerned about equal access to economic opportunity for Black entrepreneurs packed a room in Roxbury Saturday to hear from Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley and several of her congressional colleagues. Ayanna Warfield, a young Boston artist, asked how artists in the Black community can be better supported by government and development leaders, right down to decisions on how different properties are used and developed.
What can change in the direction of this city and this country to make sure that these minds continue to grow with Black people in the city and not just those who can create it?
Pressley responded, saying live workspaces for artists should be a housing priority in Boston.
In the same way that we're saying without Black business, there is no economy, we have to say the same thing about Black creatives and Black artists, that there is no economy without your contributions.
While in Massachusetts, the Congressional Black Caucus members also held a town hall on discriminatory disciplinary practices in schools and visited a prison. The caucus tries to visit each member's district to get a sense of the problems facing Black communities across the country. Caucus Chairwoman Karen Bass, a representative from California, says the initiative started about a year ago.
We call them fly-ins. We go to different cities. It's an opportunity for us to engage with the population in different cities to see the problems and the issues. But we do this because 2020 is a critical year.
The Black Caucus members say fighting racial inequality and injustice is more important now than ever. Pressley points out the Congressional Black Caucus is often referred to as the conscience of the Congress.
Because we know that when the rest of America gets a cold, Black folks get pneumonia.
Boston resident Janie Simon says she wouldn't have missed the town hall event on economic justice. She thinks the visit from the Congressional Black Caucus signifies Boston's Black community is being advocated for in D.C.
Where we can be represented. And not only that, but that we will be able to get the money that we need for our children and a just salary.
Congresswoman Pressley says while Black people in Boston have made progress with her election, a Black police commissioner, a Black district attorney, and a Black sheriff, there are still gains to be made in other areas, like the wealth gap. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.